You've tried it all. You've written all your content from scratch, bought tons of templates, and even used ChatGPT. But month after month, your content feels sporadic, inconsistent, and lacks the conversions you're hoping for. There's good news. I have a spot open for retainer copywriting services. With a retainer, I'll write, plan, and strategize your content every single month. From weekly emails to long-form content to quarterly launches, this is your chance to ditch content overwhelm and pass off copywriting for good. If you're interested, head to the show notes or submit an inquiry at therelevantcollective.com.
Being an online business owner is full of ups and downs. Some days you can't imagine going back to your 9-to-5, and other days you want to burn your whole business to the ground. We get it.
Welcome to Chaos to Conversions, a podcast of practical, no BS strategies to grow your online business. Each week, we're chatting about launching, copywriting, mindset, and more, so you can make sense of the chaos and do more of what works.
Join the conversation and let's grow together.
People always talk about staying consistent with emails, but what the hell does that mean? And how often should you be emailing your list? In this episode, I'm not giving you a BS answer like it depends. I'll tell you the minimum I believe you should email your list and how to determine your email frequency. Plus, I'm going to cover how the new changes with Gmail and Yahoo affect your email frequency. So let's dive in. The first thing I want to start with is what does consistency mean? I think we hear that word all the time when it comes to any sort of content or copywriting, social media, blogging, long-form content, and emails. So I think when we hear consistency, and our heads are like all the time or every day, but really consistency is just any pattern that you can stay on top of. So whether that be emailing once a week or emailing twice a week, you just want to maintain whatever consistency you choose. But consistency doesn't mean the same amount in every season of your life or even every season of your business. So for instance, let's say that right now you're dealing with a family member who's ill or you're pregnant or whatever else you might have going on in life. You might need to adjust your consistency in your emails. Or let's say you're in a season of your business where you're preparing for a launch, or maybe you're like totally booked out on clients. That's probably going to also change your frequency, right? If I'm totally booked out on clients, I may not feel this inclination to be emailing 2-3 times a week. I'm like, oh, once a week is good. Just enough that they remember me and I stay top of mind. But if I'm trying to build revenue or I'm trying to pre-launch or get ready for a new promotion, yeah, I'm probably going to be emailing with more frequency. One thing to consider, though, is that with these changes with Gmail and Yahoo, is that they are telling you to be consistent. Again, they don't give you a number. They're not like every single week you need to be emailing 3 times a week. They don't give us a number. They just say stay consistent. So what I take away from that, again, is sticking with a plan. If you say you're going to do it once a week, stick with once a week. Let's get more into what consistency does mean, though. And I touched on this a second ago. Consistency means showing up on a regular basis. You don't want your name to be forgotten. We've all gotten emails from people before where we're like, who the hell are you? I don't remember who you are. And you immediately unsubscribe or just delete the email. You don't want to be that person. The whole point of doing this is that when you land in someone's inbox, they recognize your name and they want to hear from you. They want to open it up and hopefully take action on whatever's inside your email as well. So you need to determine a consistency and a frequency that works for you. So the first question that I always ask my clients is like, what's reasonable for you? Again, in this season of life, in this season of business, what's reasonable for you? Is it reasonable of us to sit down and plan out 3 emails that you're going to send this week? Or are you just going to plan it and never do it? If you're never going to do it, that's not reasonable. Let's not put it on the plan. We don't want our name to pop up in someone's email box and they don't remember us because we couldn't keep up. We felt the pressure of, oh my gosh, I said I was going to do 3 this week. I'm so swamped. I'm so overwhelmed now. I can like barely do this. I'm just going to ghost my list for 2-3 whatever weeks now. And now they've forgotten about you. Now you're getting marked as spam. Now you're increasing your unsubscribers. And that's how you're also getting more cold subscribers as well. Unsubscribers aren't always a bad thing, but like we don't want people unsubscribing because they've forgotten who we are, right? You're also just not going to see a really strong return on investment if you're only jumping in your email or jumping in someone's inbox when you're launching or promoting something, right? A lot of times we turn to marketing and we go on like a marketing craze when we're like, oh my God, I'm not meeting my revenue goals. And we're like rushing to do all the things. I see this a ton during like Black Friday season and things like that. Or suddenly it's people coming out of the woodwork and you're like, I didn't even know I was on your email list. That's not going to be a great return on your investment, a great return on your time either. So staying consistent means that when you do need to increase your frequency, when you do need to promote something, when you do need to sell, those people are already used to you being there. They're not going to be like, oh my gosh, who are you? And hopefully you'll see more sales. And like I said, return on investment there. So let me answer the burning question that you might have, which is how often should you be emailing your list then? We're talking about consistency. What is the quote unquote best frequency to have? And like I said, I'm not going to tell you it depends, but I'm going to say it does depend on your season of life and the season of business that you're in. But I do feel like there is a minimum in mind. And I think the minimum is once a week. I think if you're doing anything less than, that's a really great way to not stay top of mind, to build those cold subscribers, to be easily forgotten. So at the very minimum, I recommend emailing once a week. Does this mean there's no room for error? You can never mess up. You can never miss a week. Of course not. Like, things happen in life. We all mess up. We all get busy. Like I said, our life circumstances change. So it's okay if sometimes you flub and you forget to email people. This is not supposed to be something that makes you feel like pressured or feel bad if you can't keep up with. But if you're doing anything less than once a week, I really feel like that's just a great way to be forgotten. So let's talk about the changes with Gmail and Yahoo, because again, they did say specifically in these new changes, consistency was important. And with that consistency and frequency, we talked about how different season of life, you may decide to increase or decrease how often you're sending emails. And there are things that specifically Google has said that you need to be wary of when you're changing your frequency and changing your consistency. So I'm going to read you some things that Google literally said from their help section. And I'm going to tell you what I interpret from that. This is all very new. So over time, we may see some strategies that are working. We may get more clarification on what Google exactly is saying to us. But at the time that I'm recording this, these things are about to go into effect. So we haven't really had time to play with the consequences of these changes, right? Anyways, let's go ahead and look at it. Google said, increase sending volume slowly. Increasing the sending volume too quickly can result in delivery problems. As you gradually increase your sending volume, use Postmaster tools to monitor mail performance. So again, what does this have to do with consistency? If you are decided, you're coming up on a launch season, and you're like, okay, I'm normally emailing once a week, but with this upcoming launch, I think I want to start doing maybe more like two times a week, or I'm going to be having a week where I'm doing like five emails back to back. Because these things are new, I can't tell you exactly, oh my gosh, here's what's going to happen if you suddenly increase that. But here's my guess on things, because what we know so far is that your spam rate and your domain reputation are going to play a big key. So let's say you've been really good about consistently emailing once a week. Your spam rate is low and your domain reputation is high, right? You have a really positive domain reputation. You can see all of this stuff on Postmaster tools. Then I'm going to guess here that if you are going into a launch season with those really great stats, you're probably going to be pretty solid on doing a few emails back to back for a few days. And you probably won't have a lot of delivery issues, if not any. Hopefully you won't see any. But if you're emailing consistently, sometimes it's once a week, sometimes you miss a few weeks and it's all over the place. You have a lot of cold subscribers, your spam rate isn't great, your domain reputation is meh. And then you decide out of the blue, you're going to, bam, I'm going to send five emails back to back. I'm going to assume that it's probably not going to do very well for you. You're probably going to see a lot of bounces. You might even see your domain reputation go down or your sender reputation go down. If you do decide to increase, you're coming up on a launch, you just need to be really good about being consistent beforehand and make sure that your domain reputation and your spam rate are in a really good place before you start speeding things up. So that's what they're saying when they mentioned using the Postmaster tools to monitor your performance as you are increasing that sending volume, because you don't want to run into those delivery issues. And I've already had some clients who are seeing the effects of not having a great domain reputation and having a lot of bounced emails, a really low open rate and a really low click rate. And we're having to undo a lot of that. And it takes a lot of work to get back to a really great reputation. Here's something else that Google has said. If you send a large amount of emails, we recommend you send emails at a consistent rate. Avoid sending emails in bursts. Start with a low sending volume to engage users and slowly increase the volume over time. As you increase the sending volume, regularly monitor your server responses, the spam rate, and the sending domain's reputation. Regular monitoring will allow you to quickly adapt if your sending rate is limited, if the spam rate is increased, or when the sending domain's reputation drops. Avoid introducing sudden volume spikes if you don't have a history of sending large volumes. For example, immediately doubling previously sent volumes could result in rate limiting or reputation drops. So it kind of goes into what we were just saying. If you're not at a good place with your domain reputation or at a good place with your spam rate, and then all of a sudden you hike up how many emails you're sending, it's going to cause issues. And also they did say here to make sure that you're monitoring on a consistent basis that domain reputation and spam rate. So let's say you're 3 days into your launch and like your domain rate tanking, that's something that you're going to have to consider. What are your next steps? Because at that point, if your domain reputation is tanking and your spam rate is going up, or you start seeing a ton of bounced emails, you might have to decide what you want to do mid-launch with that, because your emails very well could be going to spam. Your emails very well could not be delivered at all. Really, the key to take away here is to make sure these things are in place before you ever get to that point where you're wanting to increase. And so again, that's why consistency is so important. Because if right now, all you can do is you're like, okay, I'm not worried about the launch. I'm not worried about increasing my frequency or my consistency. I'm just going to email once a week for the next 4 months. That's going to be the consistency I stick with. You can monitor and make sure, are things looking good? Are my open rates good? Are my click rates good? Is my domain reputation good? Is my spam rate good? And if all those boxes are checked, you're in a good place. So then when you decide at some point in the future, you are ready to launch, you do want to increase how many emails you're sending, you're in a good place to do that. But if you're not staying consistent and you're not monitoring those things, and then you try to switch things up, in the past, that would have probably worked okay. Maybe you wouldn't have great conversions or you wouldn't see like a great click rate, but overall, it wouldn't be like your emails are bouncing and things are going to spam. Now that is going to start happening and it's going to have a long-term effect on your email marketing. And it's going to take a long time to recover from that. So to recap, when we tend to think about consistency, oftentimes we think it means going all in, sending emails every single day. But ultimately, you need to determine what consistency means for you. At a minimum, I recommend once a week. With these email marketing changes, especially, Google is telling us that monitoring data, like your sender reputation, your spam rate, will be more important than ever. So we need to make sure that those data points are in good places before we make any changes to our frequency or consistency. Then when we are going into a period when we want to increase our sending frequency, we need to do that cautiously and we need to monitor our data along the way. If you decide you want to rise your email from the dead, I recommend doing it slowly and steadily and monitoring that data every step of the way. If you need support with email marketing, I have a few email marketing retainer spots opening this summer. You can join the waitlist inside the show notes and be notified when my slots open. My retainers aren't just about writing your copy. We also meet monthly to talk over strategy, plan your content, and go over data. So you never have to worry about that domain reputation slipping by without anyone noticing. I'm there to work with you, to talk you through it, and to find a game plan anytime things get shaken up with email. If you want to work on staying consistent with your emails, you can book a content VIP day where I'll plan 30 to 45 days worth of your content so you can maintain consistency and move your business closer to your goals. Inquire about a VIP day in the show notes or online at therelevantcollective.com. Thanks so much for joining the conversation today. If you want to learn more about how we can work together on email marketing, launch copy, or content planning, head to therelevantcollective.com. I'll meet you back here next Tuesday for more practical strategies to take your business from chaos to conversions.